This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Now, we've been talking about worldview this week, the answers that we give to the key questions of life about human nature, the type of universe we're in, how we make sense of evil and injustice, and why the world appears to be not the way that it's supposed to be. So the final worldview question, what's the solution? Where do I find hope?
This question on how we live in light of the broken world that we live in is vital to in our view of how not only how life is, but how it ought to be. So some will say, in light of the suffering and the difficulties of life, you know, the answer is this. Yeah, we make up our own meaning in an otherwise meaningless life. That's one suggestion. Others will say, well, they might not say it like this, but live like this, that we simply seek pleasure from consumerism and attaining more and more stuff. That seems to be the thing to pursue in answer to these deeper questions. Others might go, well, look, we've got to squeeze every last drop out of life, every experience you can have and live it at 100 miles an hour right to the finish because there is nothing else beyond this.
Yeah, and from our previous conversations, it seems that some would suggest that we need to overcome some emotional attachment to things and people, which are an illusion, basically. Some others might say, you need to find your inner God or seek fulfillment from within yourself. And then others will say, well, you know, just do the best you can. Live the most morally and ethically brave life that is possible.
In the last year, the famous atheist writer Christopher Hitchens, who I'm a bit of a fan of Christopher Hitchens' writing, but he's been diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus. And he writes this ruefully about this event. He says, in whatever kind of race life may be, I've abruptly become a finalist. And he says, the dumb question, why me? The cosmos barely bothers to return a reply. Why not? He says. And he says in other places, if you hear of a deathbed conversion, don't believe it. It only means the drugs have got to my brain.
Man, so for Hitchens, the end is absolutely the end. I mean, for him, there's no hope beyond the here and now. I mean, it seems like a fairly depressing vision of life and death. I mean, many of us resist the idea that death is absolutely the end. I think it's hard to think of people greeting their end with the same sort of,
you know, relish.
Well,
it's not relish either, but it's this sense that, you know, this is the end, we've just got to face that.
Yeah, and grow up and face reality, right? That's his attitude. Mm. Now, we've been discussing the Christian worldview this week. So what is its answer to this question of a solution?
It's important to say that, I don't want to say this in simplistic terms, so the reality of suffering and the difficulties of life are very much there, and the Christian worldview doesn't want to sort of neatly sew them up. Mm. But it does offer something that I think is unique, and that is the hope that it talks about, as in God entering into the mess, entering into the pain to try to sort it out. The Christian story is about God in the form of Jesus coming into our lives to conquer death and to bring God's kingdom in, whereas the famous verse from Revelation says, in the end, there will be no more mourning or death or crying or pain. It's a bringing in of the kingdom of God so we can experience relationship with him and where we can be kind of realigned to the Creator as his precious creation. It's where we can be his people and he can be our God.
Yeah, it really seems like it's a restoration of what was destroyed.
It is, and I love the beginning of the Gospel of John. You can read that. It's right there in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing that has been made was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of people. And it's the light that shines in the darkness. It's this darkness of the reality of our world offering great hope. And it's through this, the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, we get this, I think, what is a powerful, compelling reason to believe in and to hope in God's solution to this world that we find ourselves in. It's a story, a worldview story that's worth considering.
And it will completely change your life if you actually consider it and accept it for yourself. Because even though the world may seem pitiless and indifferent, the Christian worldview, as you've said, offers us a God who's stepped in to heal the hurt, and that provides true grounds for hope. So apart from whatever Christopher Hitchens might say, death may not be the end.
That's the promise of the Christian story. It's one worth considering.
Thanks for this series, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.